We got to do our part, right? So you can't blame anybody else. Got to be responsible. So tonight, while you want to be responsible, it's not just be responsible for the problem because you're going to have a great experience. But the truth is, most people, when they screw up, most people are good people. They take responsibility. They go, oh, it's my fault. In fact, sometimes they take too much responsibility, right? Sometimes they pity themselves. That's not the goal. The truth is you're going to have a great experience tonight. What you don't want to do at the end of the night is go, look what he did to me, because I'm not going to do anything to you. What I will do is be a good coach for you. I will help you steer your rudder a little bit to get you back into open seas, because learning is remembering. Socrates said that. So maybe what we can do is remember what we already know. Maybe I can give you some words, maybe I can give you some tools so you can remember what's already inside you so you can use it. It's not a gift I'm going to give you, it's a gift that's inside of you. But you got to take responsibility to give yourself the credit for it too. You want to make sure you understand you're the one doing it. And by working together, human beings can accomplish more than they do by themselves because we coach each other. That's the essence that we're talking about here. A lot of people think that their life would be great if, you know, the weather was just would cooperate, if they had great weather. Does the weather determine how you feel, yes or no? I'm hearing some yeses and nos on that. Okay. Well, some people think their relationship determines how happy or sad they are in their life. Does your relationship determine the quality of your life? Okay. Some people think the amount of money you have determines the quality of your life. Yes or no? Some people think politicians determine the quality of life. Yes or no? One answer, everybody agrees, no. Now, the truth is the answer to all of these questions in reality is no. The weather doesn't do it. Your relationship doesn't do it. The money doesn't do it. That's the real answer. The honest answer for most of us emotionally is we'd probably say yes to some of those, right? Because we have fallen into the trance of believing that these external environments determine how we feel. Are there people who have people that totally love them, great relationships, but don't feel really happy? Yes or no? Yes or no? Are there people with tons of money who are totally unhappy? Yes or no? Are there people with tons of money who are happy? Sure. So the money doesn't do either one. Money will magnify whatever you're already doing. If you're a pain, you'll have more to be a pain with. If you're loving, you'll have more to be loving with. It'll just magnify. If you're fearful, you'll be even more fearful when you got more money. Right? If you're centered, you'll be even more centered. All it does is magnify. Money doesn't do it. Relationship doesn't do it. Only one thing determines how you feel: the way you communicate to yourself in that moment. You can have a lot of money, but if you're communicating in a way that makes you feel like there's scarcity, you're going to feel broke. You can have a great relationship but not feel very happy or very loving if you communicate in a way that makes yourself feel unhappy. So it's not the things in our lives, it's our communication. That is the whole ball of wax. Are there people who have been through unbelievable physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, sexual traumas even, or abuse, whose lives have turned out phenomenally well, yes or no? And then you find somebody who's been given all the love, all the education, all the background, all the family support, all the money, all the things they thought they want, and they're a drug addict. Explain the difference. The difference is that it's never the things of your life. It's always the way you communicate. It's the meaning you make up for it. And some people take all their abundance and say, I'm abused. Some people take all the abuse and say, boy, there's a gift in here somewhere. I'm going to find it. It's all communication. Your life has nothing to do. The quality of your life has nothing to do with your real life. It has everything to do with what you communicate here.